And speaking of suppression, one of my favorite stories is the story of Dr. William Koch, spelled K-O-C-H, who in the earlier part of the century, starting around 1919, began to cure people of cancer with a medicine that he invented called glyoxylide. And the original case that he was given in November of 1917 was a woman in St. Mary's Hospital in Detroit who was in end stage of liver cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Koch, who was then pretty young, was given the case was just so he could treat the woman and then study her body after death, doing an autopsy to see what happened with his medicine. So he gave her a shot of the medicine. He went to come back and see her the following week. The bed was empty. He assumed she died. He continued on. And about 8 months later, on a street in Ann Arbor, Michigan, there she is walking down the street. She comes over to him, throws her arms around him, saying that the people at the hospital told her that he had left the country or joined the army or something. And, you know, he was just
flabbergasted.
He did studies. He treated about 200 patients. He gave, you know, made reports, published reports on what happened. These were serious terminal patients. He gets a visit from the AMA. A man named George Simmons sends a guy down there, Dr. Karstens, who says to him basically, "You're terrific, Dr. Koch. We love you, and we want to take over your research and give us everything you know, and we'll cure everybody." And he says, "Hey, wait a minute. You know, I've got to perfect the medicine. And by the way, I want it so that anybody who can't afford this is given it for free." And then they start to wrangle, and the AMA doctor gets very upset with him and demands that he turns over all of his research. And Koch says, "No, thank you. Goodbye." And from that point on, everything goes downhill. For the rest of his life, it goes downhill. And he eventually leaves the country and goes to Brazil. And I have made a little bit of a research project on this on my own to try to find if there's anybody who still really has that medicine or knows how to make it. But so far, I don't get anything definitely positive about it. But there, you know, it's gone. He was here. He's gone. He cured people. The medicine was incredibly promising. It was suppressed. It was destroyed. And it's gone.
And we have no idea what it was exactly.
Not exactly, no. He believed in the fact that if you could perform certain, you know, that the body stops doing normal oxidative processes in the body, then the body gets ill.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a toxin on top of that in the body gets very ill. And if you can repair those oxidative processes, the body will heal itself and eliminate eventually that root toxin, whatever it is.
By itself.
And so that medicine was a kind of kickstart, and it did that, according to his theory. And it restored the oxidative processes and got them moving again in the body. And no one knows really how it worked.
Was it dramatic, John?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one shot and this woman who was dying of liver cancer, you know, gets up and walks out of the hospital a few days later.
That's dramatic.
I mean, it wasn't always that dramatic, but he was working on people with, you know, I don't want to get too grisly, but I mean, you know, tumors so advanced that they were showing everywhere, and these people got up and they walked away.
He saved them too.
Yeah.
What a shame.
And, you know, nobody knows anything about this guy. Who are you talking about?
Do you think anybody out there practices what he practiced? Are they getting any closer to maybe stumbling across what he might have done?
I've heard rumors, but nothing I can confirm. I do know, however, that in 1948, a senator named Langer read a whole bunch of stuff into the congressional record about how Koch's medicines were curing animals, cattle herds in Canada, of all kinds of horrendous diseases. and that American farmers were not allowed to use that. And in that statement that he read into the record, he also talks about a personal case that he knew of a woman who was cured of cancer by Coke after one dose. She recovered. So somebody was using it as late as 48. But, you know, other than that, the family of Coke has a website somewhere. You can find it on the search engine. But, you know, they don't say anything about, yeah, we have the medicine.
Right.
The medicine exists. I don't think it's anywhere. I've talked to people, and they just tell me, you know, we don't know anything about it.
I wonder if it had anything to do with the colloidal silver.
I don't think it did, but, you know, that's just one story. I mean, there's Joseph Gold, M.D.
Edgar Cayce, at least his, we know about.
Yes. We know that Joseph Gold, who was working at the Syracuse Cancer Institute, developed a medicine called hydrazine sulfate that was curing people of cancer. Not everybody, but it was extremely promising. And this guy was very much in the mainstream.
What'd they do with him?
Oh, he was just completely cut out of the puzzle. I mean, his work was completely discredited. There were studies done at the Mayo Clinic where lies were told about the dosage levels. They were supposed to get like 60 milligrams a day, and the doctor was giving him 1 or 2 milligrams, and then some people he was totally over-medicating. Bob Guccione's wife, Kathy Keaton, was a woman who was cured of cancer with hydrazine sulfate, and Guccione began exposing a lot of information about this through a reporter named Jeff Kamen in his Penthouse magazine, and raised quite a storm about this for a while. But then Kathy Keaton got ill, apparently not from cancer, anything relating to that. She went into a New York hospital, had surgery, and died. And people automatically assumed that it was a rebirth of the old cancer, and from what I can tell, it was not at all. Guccione was, I believe, interviewed by Art Bell at one point about this. This is a whole other research line, Joseph Gold. This cancer institute in Syracuse still exists, and they still claim that this is vital and important medicine, and they state that they're still doing research on it. But, you know, try to find it. I can't find it anywhere. Gold was totally discredited and said, I know the Natural Cancer Institute said that his work was worthless. The American Cancer Society put that medication on its unapproved list, which is like a blacklist. He's gone.